God's word is a person. You can develop a relationship with the word. The more you give yourself to the word, the more you find out it is God himself and it is life itself. The word will make you what it talks about. Listen to the anointed man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, a man with rare gift of revelation, making known tangibly the presence, the life, and the power of God by the word. Hear and be healed in Jesus' name.
And you will actually feel that you are sick. But in the true sense of it, are you sick? No, you're not sick. But what are you? You're malnourished. And the effects is catching up on you. Amen to Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want you to think about how serious you take the time to... And I want you to think about how serious you take the time to eat. The seriousness of the time you take to cook is seen in the commitment you give while eating. Praise the Lord. You always would want... You know, you dish the food and you bring it to the dining table. And then you bring the drink, you know, all that you require. And then you take the time to wash your hands. And then you take the time to sit and to begin to eat the African dish. And then while you're eating, you drink water in intervals. And then you're eating. And then you're eating. It's a serious business. Are you hearing me? You may not know because you're used to eating, but just stop eating or become casual about it. You take a bite here, and then you're looking for weight. You're looking for shape. And then you take a bite the other time. And then they ask you, you say, no, I don't eat much. I'm looking for shape. And then you do that for 1 week. A bite here, a bite there. And then for 1 month, a bite here, a bite there. And then the shape begins to come out. True, it begins to come out. But then it goes on for 4 months. And then 6 months, you don't know what is going on. And then here and now, you start feeling dizzy. You say, what's wrong with me? You take one multivitamin and take it. And take one drug and take. And then you're walking. It's like you don't have weight again on the ground. It's like the wind is blowing you. And you just say, I'm not okay. I'm sick. And then you forgot you have not been eaten. Do you understand? And then, you know, complications begin to set in. And then another complications. And then another thing begin to stir up another. And then, perhaps, you end up in the hospital. And then they begin to treat you for the sickness they observe. Not knowing that you are not sick, that you are malnourished. Now, they don't usually observe that it's malnourishment that was the problem. Because they assume that a normal person should be eating. It's as they begin to give you the drugs, and then give you this one, and then give you the other one. And I ask you a question. Have you been eating? How has been your eating? Do you understand that? Say, praise the Lord. Now, all we have talked about is about the physical man. It's about you as a person. Do you understand? Now, but there is the you that we don't see. He's called the spirit man. What is he called? Okay, the one we see, what is he called? A physical man. The one we don't see, what is he called? All right, when the spirit man leaves your body, the one we see, you will die. You will be said to have died. Are you listening to me? Amen. Dead. Bodies are bodies whose spirit man has departed. Those are dead bodies. Dead bodies are bodies whose spirit man has departed. The book of James. Go with me to the book of James. Let's substantiate that before we go on. Are you in the meeting this morning? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. James chapter 2, verse number 26. Okay, so the body without the spirit is what? So faith without works is? All right. Now, when I'm not talking about faith without works, I'm just trying to emphasize the place of your spirit man. Now, your spirit man, when he leaves, the body dies. Did you hear me? The spirit man, when he leaves, what happens to the body? The body dies. Okay, now, physical food feeds the physical man. Spiritual food feeds the spiritual man. Did you hear me? Physical food does what? Feeds the physical man. Spiritual food feeds who? The spiritual man. Now, I also mean to let you know Just like the body can be malnourished and things will become disorganized, that's exactly how the spirit man also can be malnourished and things will become disorganized. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, now how do you feed your spirit man? Okay, there are three gateways to feed the spirit man. One, the eyes. Two, the ear. Three, the mouth. What are the gateways to feed the spirit man? Hello, talk to me. There are three gateways to feed the spirit man. The eye, the ear, and the mouth. How many gateways to feed the spirit man? What are the gateways? The eye, the ear, and then the mouth. What are the gateways to feed the spirit man? The eye, the ear, and then the mouth. What are the gateways to feed the spirit man? The eyes, the ear, and then the mouth. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, so the eye, with the eye, you see. What does the spirit man feed? He feeds the food of God's word. What does the spirit man feed? He feeds the food of God's word. What does the spirit man feed on? He feeds on the food of God's word. Talk to me. What does the spirit man feed on? Are you here? Why don't I hear you, all of your voice put together? What does the spirit man feed on? He feeds on of God's word. Amen. Everybody say God's word.
God's word.
Say it again.
God's word.
Why don't you cooperate with me? When I say, you say. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are the gateways of the spirit man? The eye, the ear, and then the mouth. Say amen.
Amen.
What does the spirit man feed on? The food of God's word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Everybody say praise the Lord. Now, God's word. What is God's word? What is God's word? All right. Now, God's word is the word of Christ Jesus. Say with me, the word of Christ. Everybody say the word of Christ. Say it again, the word of Christ. Let me hear you talk. What is God's word? Say it again. All right. Now, the word of Christ. What does that mean? Amen to Jesus. Amen. Now, God's word is very interesting. Now, look at what it comprises, the word of Christ. Look at what it entails. The word that leads or talks about Jesus. The word that leads to Jesus. The word that is introducing Jesus. Amen. You know, the book of Genesis is introducing Jesus. The book of Exodus is introducing Jesus. The book of Leviticus is introducing Jesus. The book of Numbers is introducing Jesus. Are you still here? Say praise the Lord. The book of Deuteronomy is introducing Jesus. The book of Joshua is introducing Jesus. Glory be to God. And then he goes on. They're talking about him. Are you still there? He's introducing him. In Genesis, when the Bible said, and the seed of the woman shall bruise your head. Are you still there? God was talking to Adam. He said, Adam, where are you? I said, we're hiding. He said, hiding where? And then he said, we heard the sound of your voice. And then we were afraid. And then we hid ourselves. Because we are naked. He said, who told you that you're naked? Say it with me. Who told you that you're naked? And he said, the woman that you gave me as a wife ate of the fruit of the tree that you said we should not eat. And then she gave to me to eat. And then God was wondering what's going on. And he called the woman. The woman said, "It's the serpent that came by the garden and beguiled me. And I ate of that tree. And I gave my husband. And he too ate of it." And then the Lord called the serpent. "What is it that you have done? Are you still there?" And then the Lord spoke to the serpent. He said, "The seed of the woman will bruise your head." What was he talking about? He was talking about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the sons of Jacob had 12 sons. Jacob had 12 sons. And 11 of them hated one. Or 10 of them hated one. And his name was Joseph. And they tricked their father that they have killed him. And they actually showed him his clothes stained with blood. And they left him in a hole. And they sold him out as a slave to the Egyptians. Glory be to God. Amen. And the problem began when the boys had a dream. He said, "I saw the sun and the moon bow down to me." Are you still there? What was Joseph depicting in the Bible? Say with me, Jesus. The Bible said his clothes was stained with blood. And they went and showed their father. Praise the Lord. So I'm trying to tell you that all of this, those scriptures, is introducing Jesus. You know, why did Adam and Eve fell in the garden? Because of food. Are you still there? Why did Israel go into bondage? Because of food. So what's that pointing to? Jesus. Lay in the background to the coming of Jesus. The death of Jesus. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So the word of Christ. Say with me, the word of Christ. Is the word pointing to Jesus. All right. Now, but it's not just the word pointing to Jesus. I mean, the coming of Jesus. It's not just the word pointing to the coming of Jesus. Introducing him. Pointing to him. The word of Christ is also the word of that which he has done. The word of that which he has done. That's the word of that which Jesus has done. By his death and by his resurrection. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say the word of God.
The word of God.
Is the word of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's one and the same. The word of God introduces Jesus. The word of Christ speaks about what he has done. Do you understand? Amen. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
The word of God speaks of who? The word of God speaks of who? Those are scriptures. Scripture is the word that speaks of Jesus. Those are scriptures. Amen. He said, Timothy, from his cradle has known the holy scriptures, which has made him wise unto salvation. Amen. Scriptures point to Jesus. Scripture speaks of Jesus. Now, the word of Christ is the word of that which he has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the content of the word of God. That is what? The content of the word of God. Now, every word of God that you hear must have something to do with Jesus. If it does not, and it just focuses on you, it misses what it is. Did you hear what I said? It does what? It misses what it is. It is misapplied, misconstrued. Amen. Amen. So what does your spirit man feed on? Hey, are you here? What does your spirit man feed on? What is the word of God? Say amen.
Amen.
Say the content of it. Is what? The word of Christ. What is the word of God? What is the word of God? The word of Christ. The content of it is what? The word of Christ. Say amen. Say amen. What are the gates of the spirit man? All right. Now, with the mouth, with the eye, you see it. With the ear, you hear it. And with the mouth, you speak it. Okay, what's the gate of the spirit man? With the eye, what do you do? With the ear, what do you do? And with the mouth, what do you do? Say, praise the Lord. Now, if this theory is active, your spirit man is feeding wholesomely. But if they are hindered in any form, in any way, your spirit man is not feeding well. And just like the physical body, when you're not feeding well, we don't know because you still look the same way. But after a while, it begins to show that you're not feeding well because there will be complications. There will be, hey, are you here this morning? There will be signs that you're not feeding well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you believe it. Now, anything that works to take away the word of God from you is demonic.
Yes, sir.
Now, you may not know. Everything can be tempted. But this can never be tempted. The word of the living God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Say amen. Say glory be to God. Everybody stand on your leg. Anytime you notice that you're sleeping and you're hearing God's word, don't allow it again. You know what you're going to do? Take out 3 days and fast and call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Bind ancestral spirits. Deal with witchcraft spirits. Deal with spirits of wicked men. Because there are people that just look at you and they want to cash into your destiny. I have two relatives. One demonic, one okay, normal. Two of them took exam. And this one had 6 credits and 2 passes. 7 credits and 2 passes. 9 papers. This one had 2 passes and 7 F. And the mother of this one is a witch. And the mother of this one is a nice woman. And they both came back home. And they began to tell their relatives their result. This one said, I have 7 credits and two passes. This one said, I have 2 passes and 7 F's. And the mother said, don't worry. And the mother of this one, normal one, rejoiced. Everybody rejoiced. Now, when the result came out, the 7 credits moved to this one, and the 2 passes moved to this one, and then the 7 F's moved to this one, and the 2 passes. How does it happen? Now, marriage suitors were coming. And then this one, 9 F. And then bad girl. This one, good, godly girl. Now, when the suitors come, they go to this one. Marry the first, marry the third, marry the fourth. All of them bad girls. Married. This one, godly people. Virgins. No suitor. Excellent in academics. No suitor. So what's going on? So, destinies can be arrested. Destinies can be taken, stolen. Are you hearing me? That's why in many polygamous homes, if you come from a polygamous home, you see strange things going on there. Because some things are on. And some close-knitted families where the uncles, everybody, they all live together, they're all cooperating. Sometimes those corporations are not innocent. They are interfering, exchanging destinies of those children. Manipulating it. Now, here you come to church and sit down to hear God's word. You think they will allow you to hear God's word? Because it's only God's word that will keep you above and make you not subject to temptation. Not subject to lies, not subject to manipulations. So when you sit down, what will they do? They make sure you sleep. So here you are. Two of you sit down here. Two of you sit down. Two of you sit down there. Just sit. Just obey me. Sit you. Two people here. Sit. One stand. Okay. Now, no, you stand. So, and I'm beginning to preach. And you've opened your Bible. Open your Bible. Be looking at it. Open your own. So one of you, somehow, you start feeling tired. Okay, Tony, you start feeling tired. And then gradually, your eye closes. You don't put your hand on your eye. You just close your eyes. Close. And then you're still looking at your Bible, but you just slip off. You're still looking at your Bible, but you just go. And then, I'll say, hey, hello! You wake up. But then if you go back again, and I hit again, you wake up, and off you go back again. At the end of the day, you've heard nothing. And then everybody gets up to go. You two get up to go. Now listen to me. Man is not what he looks like. There's a lot more you don't see that you're answering to. So, why leave yourself a prayer? Are you listening to me? Now, even sicknesses are manipulated. Are you hearing me? Sickness can be injected. Diseases can be injected. And they hear symptoms just begin to develop in your body. And you're wondering what's wrong with you. So why leave yourself like that? Man is not what he looks like. There's that everyone is answering to something. Everyone, no exclusion. No exemption. Everyone is answering to something. Why leave yourself to be a prayer? Now, sometimes you are answering to something for 20 years and you don't know. You're answering something for 20 years, for 30 years. But the day you wake up, judgment will begin. You will just notice that there's a recovery. Then it will occur to you that something was wrong, which you will never get to know. Say amen.
Amen.
So don't leave yourself like that. Amen. Amen. There's any particular man or woman that you see has an undue interest in you, wanting to know so much about you, begin to talk to that man in your prayer. And say, any spirit working through you, this alliance, this so-called love that you have towards me, I cut it. I'm not your own. We have no bearing. We have no link. I terminate the contact. As anyone that once they see you early in the morning, they want to hug you. Do you understand? Get up. You're just in me. Put your Bible. Come out. Hey, you look so fine. Sweetheart. There's no sweetheart, though. He does it the first day. Watch it. Do it again. And it's becoming a habit. Say, no, I'm not hugging you today, please. My pastor said I shouldn't hug people. Use me. Say, pastor said that I shouldn't hug people. That the hug is too much. He just told me. I want to just obey man of God. Are you hearing me? Say, let's go out and eat. The first day, go out again and eat. Go out. What am I to you? Should I be going out to eat with you all the time? No, I want to eat. I'm going alone. I'm not eating with anybody today. Because meal is a covenant. Are you hearing me? You know why I'm saying this? There's a lot of manipulations. There's a lot of demonic activity going on. Destinies are at stake and people are hacking in on one another. They go and make contracts and make covenants with occultists, witchcraft, and they are looking out for innocent ones to use. Say, praise the Lord. There's nothing that is innocent. You are not what you look like. You're answering to something. Everyone. And there's none. There's no exemption. No exemption. Say, praise the Lord. Turn around to your neighbor. Tell him, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. In a week, fast for 2 days. Just keep away from food. And then pray in the Holy Ghost. Time yourself. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. You can time yourself 30 minutes in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, then 2 hours in the night. Time it. Say, I want to pray the Holy Ghost for 2 hours. Mokaku Bradesh Kutum Brodo Satai. You check. It's 20 minutes. Okay. Matsuku to bronde get the brandish kutomba nakate, zuzu brate calabrado shantaya, manini kobonga desi secretashka bakatos konotokrene, zelatakia. Okay. You will find out 5 minutes. Because the more you pray, the more you think it has, it's not long, it's just 5 minutes. You catch the point. But keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. At a point, you will lose sense of time. And then you will pray and pray and pray and pray. And then you check. You find out that 2 hours, 30 minutes has passed. Then you say, okay. We wait for the next day. Remember, how many days are you fasting?
2 days.
If you don't want to do it repeatedly, like 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, then you can do Tuesday. You can do Tuesday. Then let her do Friday. So 2 days. But work at it. Work at it. Work at it. Are you listening to me? The day star will arise upon you. The day star will arise upon you. And the clutches of bondage will drop. Scales will fall out from your skin. And you will know there's a difference between day and night. Because as we are saying it, you will not appreciate it until it happens to you. Shame to the devil. You catch the point? Say, I'm strong in the Lord. Say it, I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. And in the power of his might. And in the power of his might. I pray with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. And in the power of his might. I pray with all prayer and supplication in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say everybody should stand. So if you're sitting, stand. Please stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Amen. Are you here this morning? Do you believe God's servant? Do you believe what I'm telling you? You better do. Amen. All right. You may have back your seats. So we found out that the seriousness at which you prepare a meal is the commitment you give to eat it. It's not a casual thing. It's a serious business. Amen. Amen. And then the gateways of the spirit man is what? The eyes, the ear, and then the mouth. With the eye, you see it. With the mouth, you speak it. With the ears, you hear it. If three of them are not active, then you're not feeding well. Three of them has to be what? Then you're feeding well. Wholesome feeding. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. All right. So just very briefly, amen to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of our brothers and our sister wedded yesterday morning. Yesterday. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has blessed heirs of better things. The blessing of the Lord is here. I'm telling you, the blessing of the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. So if you want to get married, better come to heirs of better things. Amen. But that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Not a joke. Amen. I'm not joking. Okay. Ephesians chapter number 1. So I want to just use this as a basis to teach and share with you on feeding your spirit man. On feeding your spirit man. Remember the eyes, the gateways of the spirit is what? Let's read the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 1. Let's read. Everybody, let's read. Want to go? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, unto the faithful in Christ Jesus. Verse number 2. Bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse number 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse number 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse number 6. Are you reading? I want everybody to be reading. Just read out with me. Verse number 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. Verse number 7. In whom? Verse number 7. Verse number 7. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Verse number 8. Wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse number 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. Verse number 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Verse number 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Verse number 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Verse number 13. In whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse number 14. Are you reading, everybody? I want you to everybody to participate. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Verse number 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Verse number 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse number 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. All right, stop there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if you had followed to read this Ephesians chapter 1, and you have followed to read it very carefully, you would notice that there's an emphasis. Amen. You will notice that there's what? An emphasis. Well, the emphasis, it's not really you. The emphasis, it's, they, sometimes they say in him. And sometimes they said in Christ. So the emphasis is Jesus. It's emphasizing Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at verse 1 and 2 again. Everybody, look at verse 1 and 2 again. Verse 1 and verse 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful. Okay, let's look at verse number 2. And peace from God our Father and from the Lord. Let's look at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In wealth. Let's look at verse 4. According as he had chosen us before, that we should be, and without blame, in love. Let's look at verse 5. Come on, talk to me. Verse 5. Unto the adoption of children, according to the good pleasure of his will. Okay, do you notice an emphasis? There's something that keep reoccurring there. Alright, now, hey, may you listen. Are you here to listen? May you listen carefully in Jesus' name. Now, it's emphasizing somebody. It's talking about Jesus. But the way we're going to appreciate it is, are you listening to me? It's like somebody who was living in Rumola or D-Line. He's living in D-Line. Then we got a house for him in Cocaine Estate over there. And we moved him from Cocaine, from D-Line to Cocaine Estate. How many of you know Cocaine Estate? Somewhere there. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Or let's say GRA. Near President, just GRA, this government reserved area. So we got a new apartment for him, a 3-bedroom flat for him. Are you listening to me? So we moved him from D-Line to GRA. Praise the Lord. So, but he has a problem. His problem is all his friends are still in D-Line. He was born in D-Line and he grew up in D-Line. And then he knows every bit of D-Line. In fact, he has a favorite eating joint. Couple of them in D-Line. And then all his growing up friends all still live in D-Line. So, he moved to Cocaine Estate or GRA. Hey, are you listening? But he can't leave D-Line. So D-Line is still in him, even though he has moved. So our first problem in dealing with him was to move him. Because even after we part his loads from the old house and put it in the truck, to get him out of the house to enter the truck was a problem. Because he always has an excuse to go back. And the driver was honing. Poo, 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 poo. Donald. Donald. Patrick. Poo, poo, poo. I'm calling him. But he can't hear. You know, he hears. He comes and says, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And he goes back to the house. Are you listening to me? So, the first thing was to get Donald and Patrick to accept the movement, to accept the new location and the new apartment. That's the first thing. Then the next thing was to get his mind off the line, the physical movement and then the mental movement. Now the physical movement was a problem, then the mental movement was a bigger problem. Are you listening to me? Now, the book of Ephesians, it's about that too. So the first one, Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. Everybody say Ephesians chapter number 1. He kept on talking about in Christ. In him. In Christ. In him. That's what you read on through. Then in verse number 16, it says, since the day I heard of your love. Verse number 16. Verse number 16. He says, okay, let's begin from 15. 15. Everybody, are you 15? Verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and love unto all the saints. Verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you here. Verse number 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Okay. Now, it's not exactly in the knowledge of him. It actually means in the knowledge of being in him. So everybody say with me, in the knowledge of being in him. Okay, so let's read it like that. Everybody want to go? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of being in him. Let's do it again. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of being in him. All right. Now, before now, you were somewhere X. Before now, we were what? Somewhere X. Just like I was saying, you were in D-line and we got you an apartment, a house in the cocaine estate. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, before now you were somewhere X and we moved you. We got you and God got you another place. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, where you were in self. Everybody say in self. That's where you were. Before now you were where? In self. Okay, now God arranged and made a place for you called in him. God arranged and made a place for you called where? In him. Okay, so he is moving you from in self to in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So verse number 17 said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of being in him. That your understanding will open in where you are now. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you are buried, totally given to where you used to be. Amen. Amen. And in is to give you this understanding. That's the essence of the whole chapter 1. So the whole chapter 1 is saying, think about this. He said he predestinated that you will be a child to him by Christ Jesus. Verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5. Let's read it. According as he has chosen us in him, where did he choose you? Before when? The foundation of the world. That we should be what? And without? Before him? Okay, so listen. In him, he chose you in him that you should be holy and without blame before him in love. That is before God. God intended that you would be holy and without blame before him. Praise the name of the Lord. In love. He will be in love with you. Praise the name of the Lord. But how? Say with me, in him. Say with me, how? Answer, ask how? Answer, in him. Answer again, how? Answer, ask again, how? Answer. So God ordained before the foundation of the world that you will be holy and without blame before him in love. How? In him. Let's look at, read the next verse, verse 5. Verse 5, everybody, please. Okay, so he haven't predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. That means God predestinated that you will be a child to himself. That you will be a child to God. Do you understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Like Platini has a brand new brand new baby. Amen. Sorry to describe it like that, but he has a brand new baby. Amen. Has a child. Amen. Ovi has one too. And new babies. Praise the Lord. Now, that baby is Platini's baby. It's a baby to him, to Platini. That's Platini's baby. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God predestinated that you will be a child to himself. That means you're going to be personal to God. And then not just personal, you're going to be a child to God. You know, when someone is your personal child, say with me, personal child. Say it again. You know, the way you treat that person is different from the way you treat other children, because this one is personal to you. Amen. There are things you can allow with other children, but you don't allow with this one. Why don't you allow it with this one? It's personal to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes if there are a couple of children, let's say like five children, lying in a particular place and one of them begins to cry And then you know by the voice of the cry of the baby that that's your baby. How do you get to know? Because it's personal to you. Are you listening? All of the voices are not personal to you. But there's only one voice that is personal to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
God predestinated that you will be personal to Him. How? By Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God predestinated and ordained before the foundation of the world that you will be a child of love. Say love child.
Love child.
How? By Christ Jesus. Amen to Jesus. Are you still there? And then you go on reading. Verse number 7. Said in Him you have what? Redemption. Verse number 9. Verse number 7. In whom we have redemption. Through His blood. The forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of His grace. Amen. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of His grace. Verse number 8. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Say with me, wisdom and prudence. Prudence is carefulness. That's the meaning of prudence. When someone says he's a prudent man, that means he's a man that is, before he attempts an action, before he does anything, he weighs it thoroughly. Are you listening to me? And then he doesn't do anything foolishly. He is careful in action. He is careful in execution. He's prudent. Amen to Jesus. He doesn't just spend his money anyhow. Are you listening to me? He's prudent. He's a prudent man. Amen. He weighs the consequences and he carefully does it. He does it with utmost care, with utmost thought, and then he does it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the Bible said that God abounded towards you in all wisdom and prudence. That means, look at it. Are you still there? When God was walking you in Christ Jesus, He did it with utmost wisdom and He did it with utmost prudence. So there is no failure and there is no shame and there is no fault. He took into consideration all of the wisdom of God and all of His prudence. Everything was done in utmost wisdom and in utmost prudence so that you are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing, no fault to be found. Say, praise the name of the Lord. He ordained that in Him you will be a child of His love. He ordained that by Him you will be His personal child to Himself. You will be personal to Himself. Are you still there? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now verse 9 and verse 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath proposed in Himself. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Read verse number 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are where? On earth. Even in Him. Verse number 11. Verse number 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Now, remember here, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, this is verse 11. He spoke about the counsel of His will. Amen. He spoke about what? The counsel of His will. Then look at verse number 9. I think verse number 9 also talks something about the purpose. He said, according to His good pleasure, which He had proposed in Himself. Okay, now, look at this. God really has nobody who counsels with Him. He has nobody who comes to advise Him. Anything you see God do, He counsels Himself. Amen. So He walks according to the counsel of His own will. Amen to Jesus. Now, in the counsel of the will of God, He proposed to put you in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. He does it in the counsel of His will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He proposed it in himself, and he did it according to the counsel of his own will. He advised himself and had it done. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. So these things he did. Now, praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's look at verse 10 and 11 again. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one. All things where? All things where? Both which are in heaven and which are? Even where? Even where? Verse number 11. In whom also? Verse number 11. In whom also? We have obtained what? An inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Amen. Amen. Okay, look at the point I wanted to bring. So he made it in such a way that you be personal to him. You will be a child to himself by Christ Jesus. And then he made it also that you will be a child of love. A child of his love. How? By Christ Jesus. And then he didn't just do all of that. He also redeemed you in him. And then he didn't just redeem you in him. He also gave you inheritance in him. Are you still there? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So look at what he did. He didn't move you while and left some things where you were. Amen. When he moved you and he also created your pleasures where in your new location. So it's not a case whereby you were moved, but your pleasures are still in the old location. So you still need to take out some time and move from your new location back to your old location to catch your old fun. When he moved you, he has already created a new pleasure for you in the new location. He has also created your inheritance. Say amen. Amen. So he redeemed you in him. He also has given you an inheritance in him. Glory be to God. And then based on that, he was now asking, I pray that the eyes of your spirit will open to become aware, open to where you are now. The inheritance is there. The redemption is there. You are a child of his love there. You are personal to him there. Oh God, that the eyes of your understanding will open to accept the new location. Do you understand me? Say hallelujah. So it's not about, the focus is not you necessarily. So we're not talking about that you may know. It's not that you may know necessarily the riches of your inheritance. It's not that you may know what is necessarily the hope of your calling. No. The focus in any of those prayers is in him. The riches of your inheritance were in him. The purpose of your calling were in him. That the eyes of your understanding will open to the new location. Do you understand me? Say praise the Lord. Your inheritance is there. Your redemption is there. He ordained that you will be there before the foundation of the world. People, are you hearing me? Say praise the Lord. Say it again. Say it again. Now, look at this, the object of the teaching. Why am I sharing this with you? Now, if you have not, if you don't take time to read this, you can't feed your spirit man. If you don't take time to see it, as you read it, you can't feed your spirit man. If you don't take the time to hear it, so look at what I'm doing. I'm asking you, today, read Ephesians chapter 1. Read Colossians chapter 1. Go to 1 John. Just read the whole of it. You're so busy. Don't just hear on the tape. Don't just hear teachings on the tape. Read. Read it. Take out time and read it. Are you listening to me? I say, who read? You read. Read it. Take out the time and read it. Read the book of Romans chapter 5. Read from verse 1 to the end. Read it today. Tomorrow, read it again. Next tomorrow, read it again. And then, see what it's saying. See it. Let there be an eye contact. Have an eye contact with it. Don't base on what you have heard. Are you listening to me? I say, you read it and let your eye see it. And as your eye sees it, gradually read it out. Let your mouth say it. Be personal with it. Are you hearing me? Glory be to God. You will notice, as you begin to read God's word, I mean you, who am I talking to? You, as you begin to read it yourself, you will just notice that you will change. The word of God cannot be bound. The word of God cannot be bound. The word of God cannot be bound. Listen, he tempts no one, neither is he tempted of anyone. No law is against us. He rules over every law. In fact, it is free from every law. Do you understand? He cannot be judged. So if he cannot be judged, then he's free from every law. But you are not free from every law. I mean you. No one is free from every law. But this is free from every law. Because it's the law itself. Hallelujah! He rules over everything. Everything is subject to it. By it all things are made. And the things that are not without it. So it cannot make and be subject to what is made. The word of God cannot be bound. Against this, there is no law. So, as you, who am I talking to? You also go back and then you read it. You read Romans chapter number 5 from verse number 1 to the end verse. Today, the next day, read it again. Again, another, read it again. Take the time to do it. Let your eyes see it. Let your ear hear it. Let your mouth speak it. And something begins to happen to your spirit man. Something begins to happen to your spirit man. You begin to feed him. Just like you don't know when you're being malnourished. You don't know. You think you're looking for weight, for shape. I'm not saying that is not good. Do you understand? Okay, it's good for a lady to look. Do you understand? It helps the lady's psychology. Do you catch the point? You know, the psychology of our psychology is dominant. It's more important than almost everything about us. Because if your psychology gets funny, you can get depressed. Even when you're okay, you get depressed. Why? Because you just feel somehow. But you're smart. You're looking good. And you look at yourself, you feel good, don't you? Come on, talk to me, don't you? Now it matters to a lady to feel good about herself. Okay, so it's also good. You keep shape. Say, keep shape. Tell the lady beside you, say, did you hear pastor? All right, it's good you keep shape. Now, but I'm saying don't be ruled by that so that you don't become malnourished. Do you understand that? Praise the Lord. So, but to everybody, I'm saying most times you do not know that you are getting malnourished. You don't know when the signs begin to show up. You begin to feel a little fainting here, a little dizzy here. You begin to feel your strength being drained. And then here and now, then you begin to feel some pangs on your side, and then some pangs here. And then you begin to want to go to hospital because you feel you're sick. But are you really sick? No. What's going on? Malnourishment. Praise the Lord. And that effect you could see in your physical, you can also see in your spirit man. So many people are not feeding. So many people are not. How do you feed? The ear gate. the eye get. And what again? The mouth get. Glory be to God. It's just like the tapes of the message. Sometimes, me personally, I notice sometimes when I travel and I begin to listen to myself, I don't believe it's me. I'm so ministered to. One day, I listened to one of my messages and I was so ministered to. You know, prayer shoot out of me. I saw me. Prayer shoot out of my bones while I was lying on the bed. I was just following the tape and the spirit of faith and prayer hit me. I rolled out of my bed to my knees and I was soaked in my own tears before the Lord, weeping to him and calling upon his name. And I was listening to a tape we did here in church. There are few tapes I can't even imagine or remember, tapes that have done such a thing in me. I've listened to the best of the best. But here, I was listening to what was preached here. And my bones knuckled on each other. I wept for 2 hours. And the power of God rested on me so mightily. I went for a meeting and blind eyes were opening. And cripples were walking. And it was a tape I listened to here. Here. My wife put it on my phone. It's stunning. Praise the name of the Lord. But here you are. It's preached. You go home. You don't even listen to it. It doesn't mean anything to you. The hearing. Say with me, the hearing. It must be activated. The seeing. It must be activated. The speaking of it. It must be activated. And then your spirit man will begin to feed. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In fact, I have a book on the book of Ephesians. Amen. Amen. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
you know, a madman doesn't know he's mad. Do you know the people who know that the madman is mad? His relatives. But as far as he's concerned, his relatives are mad. You know, when you look at yourself and you are not okay, you don't know you're not okay. When the reality of God's word begins to overcome you and you begin to wake up, you just say, wow, Pastor, all those things you used to say, I say it now. You don't know how you are until you wake up. How many of you know how you sleep when you sleep? You know how you look. You don't know. None of you know. So I'm saying this to you. I'm saying this to you. And I'm pressuring you. And I'm pressuring you. And I'm pressuring you. You think you're okay. You think you're okay. You think you're okay. You think you know it. You'll be shocked you don't even know anything. It's your big head resting on your neck. That's not a letting you see. When you wake up, you find out. Glory be to God. Glory! What was the topic of the message today? Feeding your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Was the gates of your spirit, man? With the ear, you do what? With the eye, you do what? And with the mouth, you do what? And we just use Ephesians chapter 1 to talk about it. Chapter 1 is a physical relocation. Chapter 2 is the mental relocation. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. Say it again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I am in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm predestinated to be a child unto him by Christ Jesus. I'm ordained before the foundation of the world to be holy without blame before him in love by Christ Jesus. I accept where I am. I accept where I am. Now the reason is the substance of who you are is in where you are. And so if you do not know where you are, you will not know who you are. I guess you heard me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Experience something different, strong and powerful every Sunday, 9 a.m. main service, Monday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Wednesday, 6 p.m. believers meeting at Here's a Better Things Church, 5 Odo Street by Stadium Link Road, Rumola, Port Harcourt. For these and other messages of the man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, please call +234-9099-251-775 or you can call +234-9099-043-977. Remain blessed.